call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, South Australia is plunged into its second lockdown after the state's current COVID-19 cluster continues to grow, with six new cases confirmed yesterday afternoon. Out of the six new cases, five contracted COVID-19 after visiting a winery north of Adelaide, which was visited by someone with the virus on Sunday, while the sixth case was a young child who visited a Greek restaurant in Adelaide CBD the same time as another positive case. And I spoke to Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canandis this morning.
In lockdown, a very interesting path my life has taken since I spoke to you last. Not necessarily expecting it, but who is? So yeah, we've gone down into lockdown from 6 p.m. on Tuesday night. This is obviously because South Australia has acquired some new community COVID cases, and we got some confirmation yesterday that this is the Delta strand of the virus in South Australia. So some really terrifying and awful news for the state. We've gone into lockdown. Only essential workers can work, and you can't go outside your house unless it's for compassionate care reasons, buying groceries, exercise, and a couple of other things that you can do as well if you need to. It feels awful and scary. That's just my personal opinion of the situation. But we're also seeing states like New South Wales, who have had 110 new cases, you know, in New South Wales yesterday, I believe that was. So all around the country, we're seeing, I think, three states into full-on lockdown. So it's all happening again. Obviously, we can sort of put this all back onto our federal government and the fact that none of us are actually really vaccinated speaks a lot to our current situation. The fact that, you know, we're back in lockdown and the rest of the world, not that we think the UK should be out of lockdown, but, you know, we're looking at the rest of the world now and everyone's going back to normality and we're sitting here not able to leave our houses.
The cases, all six of the cases are connected to New South Wales?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm really bad, everyone, at sort of tracing back cases and knowing where they started. But yeah, I believe that they were traced back to New South Wales, and then they came here and went to a Greek restaurant and a few other places, and now we are in lockdown. And that's not me trying to, demonise the person who had COVID. I mean, none of us want it to be us, and they obviously didn't know that they had COVID when they went to all those places.
And when it comes to essential workers, I assume that Radio Adelaide is also classified as essential?
Yes, yeah, so I'm here at Radio Adelaide right now, actually, just presenting about the breakfast show. So, yeah, we're essential workers. My other job is a bank job and I work from home, so that's really good. We're seeing... So when I last night, my friend's like, I'm ordering a pizza, and I was like, what do you mean you're ordering a pizza? We're in lockdown. You can't order a pizza in lockdown. But you can. So this time around, we're seeing a few places open, like even a couple of coffee shops are open, because I think the government sort of made the decision that, like, we can't actually really expect all these small businesses to lock down again and not get any income. And can the government really afford to now keep paying all these businesses and all their employees to be able to lock down? Like, I just don't think that that's possible at this stage. So, yeah, I was a bit surprised. There are a few, like, coffee shops open and a few takeaway joints open. A handful have decided to shut as well, which is totally fine. It's an interesting time. We had six new cases yesterday. we won't have another presser for another few hours, so I don't know what today will look like, but that's just where we're at. But I sound so defeated, don't I? I'm just like, ugh, I know, I'm sorry, I'm not presenting this very well, but like, I just feel quite defeated, to be honest.
Does it feel different to the previous lockdown?
No. Yeah, a little bit. Like, as I said, like, there's a few places that are open that I'm like, why are you open? But, like, I guess you are, you know, a struggling business. That's probably why you're open. But it doesn't necessarily, like, the city streets are still dead quiet. Roads dead quiet. You can't really go anywhere without seeing no one. So it does, it's like where South Australia is doing the right thing, and it's really nice to see. So, we're always pretty good here. We're locking down and getting it done. So it doesn't feel too different, except for the fact that a few businesses that I thought would be shut and not essential are open. That's about it.
Right. But what about the other states? Now, I assume that Western Australia has already shut its borders from the west of the country, right?
Yeah, certainly. I think a few places were allowing for, like, this morning, if you're coming from Australia to, like, Queensland, for example, I think the shut-off time was this morning, and that makes sense because it just takes so long to get to Queensland. Like, Australia is this massive country that you can't expect someone to get across certain borders within, 8 hours, which is unrealistic. Most of the country have locked off all their borders again to each other, and, yeah, Western Australia is still trying to preserve itself a little bit there, which is fair enough. If you were to return to Western Australia from South Australia, you would have to do a 14-day lockdown and things like that.
So, and I can also assume that South Australia is shut off from the rest of the country?
Yeah, certainly. No one wants us in, and we don't really want anyone else in either, but obviously if you were to live in South Australia, you're allowed to come home.
And the lockdown will last till next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, but, like, no one's saying that out loud because no one wants to jinx it. You know what I mean? Like, we're just like, yep, like, let's just, it's going to be Tuesday, but no one say it, otherwise we'll jinx it, and then we'll be in this for another 5 years. So, next Tuesday is when, at 6 p.m, we're expected to come out of lockdown, and everything will be fine again, you know?
And, before the lockdown, were any, like, mask mandates in place?
Yeah, before the lockdown on Thursday or Friday, like, I went to a gig on Friday night and we weren't allowed to dance or sing, and we also had limited capacity. So things like that were in place by the weekend and on Friday. Mask wearing, however, at this gig, for example, wasn't mandatory. The football went on at full capacity at Adelaide Oval. It was a Crows game. At Adelaide Oval, you have to wear a mask when you are not at your seat in the stadium. When you're in your seat at the stadium, I believe you can take your mask off. I'm not sure if it was different over the weekend and everyone was sitting there with masks on, but anyway, an Adelaide Crows game went on at full capacity. So, I could talk all day about the disparity between the arts and sport here, and I'm sure it's similar all around the world. But, there were a few restrictions in place, so you could sort of feel it brewing, but I wasn't expecting a 7-day full-on lockdown, but hey, there you go.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.